So once you're in radiology, graduated, how did the journey continue from there?
So at my first job was at the Sisters Hospitals, and then I moved to the St. Joe's. And at the St. Joe's, they do have half 50% of hospital practice and 50% of outpatient practice. And then, so, you know, I work at the hospital in the morning, and some reason they sent me out to the private practice in the afternoon, you know, in the office of practice. So the Nancy used to be pick me up, and then, you know, went to the office practice, and I realized, and even at the hospital too, I realized that many of the families and patients are very anxious to find out what is going on with them, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a hospital setting, it's not that easy to have a much direct contact with the patients, because radiologists usually text, take pictures, and you just sit in your reading room and read it, so not much contact with the patient per se. But I realized that how anxious they are. But in the hospital setting, and then I'm the junior in the group, so I really cannot do much, you know, to do much the way I want it, because mm-hmm. I always have to ask my senior, is it okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. In the office, I'm being alone with, you know, with the techs and girls like that. More or less, I can manage my own way. And then I start to talk to the patient, and I have such a good response from that. You know, you have chest x-rays. Your chest looks very good. Not to worry. Go home like that. Or if I find something that concerns me, I wouldn't let the patient go and wait until I contact their primary cares. You know, mm-hmm. Mrs. Smith have something going on, and you want me to send the patient home or ER or to your office like that.
Sure.
So the response from the patients, the response from the primary care, you know, care referring physicians was very, very good. And they make me feel very happy also, too, that I can be a little bit of a help, you know. So that's how it started. The patient have, you know, some questions. Yeah. If I can answer that, I do. Yeah. So I realized that communication with the patients and communication with the, you know, the primary cares are the huge part of healthcare. You know, that's how I started. And obviously, because of that, you know, your time is so limited. And my senior partners wasn't very happy what I'm doing it. But in fact, the office get busier because of that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, so, you know, when I come home, we share what we did with John, my husband, and mm-hmm. then I used to complain about that. You know, this is a really good thing for the people, for the patients and primary care, but my senior not very happy with that. And then he said, you know, why don't you start your own? But radiology, starting your own, is not that easy. You have to have lots of resources. You know, you have to buy machines. You know, you need more than one person to, you know, you have a tax, you have a, you know, registration, you have the transcriptionist. I mean, you really need a lot of resources. So, and then at that time, you know, if you are in the private practice with the radiology, I don't know how much I can invest to with the new technology. And radiology is ongoing changing technologies, mm-hmm. you know. I don't have end up being only, you know, reading x-rays and, you know, mammograms, but you need a sonogram, CT scan, and so many things. And John keeps saying that you can do that, you know, do it, get you, you know, let's do it. So he's the one really forced me to do it. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, if I don't make it, and nobody's going to hire me, you are the one who's going to support all the families, not me. So that's how I started.
Yeah. Could I just ask him?
John.
John, we were talking about how you were the one who really inspired her to start her own business. What did you see in her that she was able to start her own business?
Her care to the patient is unbelievable. So if she can care for patients that way, then it's gonna work.
So you, as a CPA, you have the business knowledge. Mm-hmm. So the two of you combined.
That was a good combination.
Thank you.
So you ended up getting your first machine.
Yes, so I do have one X-ray machine, and mm-hmm. then with a fluoroscope. And that time, you know, it's upper GI, very minimal like that. Mm-hmm. I have one mammograms. I have one ultrasound machine. That's how we started, right, Nancy? Yeah. So we have one machine. I didn't have any CT scan or nothing else. We just start very simple with the ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. And that was on Harlem Road,
it
right?
It was Harlem Road, 1987. It's not only you doing it. You have to have, families. Without Nancy, without Gina, without all the people, you cannot do it. So the things I'm very happy and if you call proud is that many of my girls, family at the Winsongs, stay here. They are still here. When I see them, I almost have a tear, because it's they believe in me and they start with me and they are here for 20 years, 30 years. That is the most compliment things that I always cherish in my mind, that they are here so long, mm-hmm. for me and for the Winsong and for my visions, That is the best. And it's not only me did it, it's not only, John did it, it's everybody.